start off our episode, here's a word from our sponsors. Elm Coffee Roasters, open in Pioneer Square and SLU for takeout and soon indoor seating. Order coffee and more at elmcoffeeroasters.com. And the M. If you're looking for a place to live in the fall with student-friendly amenities, spectacular views, and that's walking distance to campus, check out the M Seattle. They're the only student living high-rise near UW, and they've recently dropped the rates on all their floor plans. Visit themseattle.com for more info.
And I'm Sarah, and this is Cosmopolitics. Cosmopolitics is a podcast simultaneously uplifting and criticizing popular culture in the U District, Seattle, on our phones, and beyond. Fundamentally, Cosmopolitics is about asking and answering the question of, why does culture matter? All right, welcome back to another episode of Cosmopolitics, and today we're going to be talking about the goods and the bads of a lot of things Marvel.
Yeah. And today we're mostly just going to try to have some fun with it, but like we'll probably try to like make sure we get a little bit serious at certain parts. But we're basically just going to have some fun, you know, categorizing and be a bunch of different Marvel characters. We're going to try to choose some like more out of the loop ones and talk everything from like most likely, least likely to like what astrological signs they are. Cool.
Okay. So, Deb, first up, so should we say, do we want to, like, say the list of characters? Like, how do we want to do that?
Yeah, we did make a list of characters, so we can, like, read that off if we want.
Yeah.
So, characters that we came up with are Loki, Spider-Man, Mantis, Shuri, Sam, Doctor Strange, Monica Rambeau, Ant-Man, Captain Marvel, Pepper, Rhodey, and Nick Fury. So we're gonna kind of just like be dealing with those characters today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So one of our first questions we are gonna talk about is who would we trust to hold your drink at a party, from most trustworthy to least trustworthy? Straight up, I just think Loki's least, just bottom.
I feel like Loki would like lose your drink on purpose.
I just feel like he'd give it back to you, and there'd just be something else in there.
I know.
It would just something. It'd be, you'd drink it again. You'd like turn into like a rodent or something. I don't even know.
Like, I don't. When I think of Loki, I don't think he'd like drug you or anything in like that kind of way. But
I think
he'd
just
he
play a prank on you.
Yeah,
and it would not be pretty.
Yeah, I think like if you gave him your drink, he would drink it and then get you something weird.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I would really trust Pepper and Rhodey, both of them, together. I feel like they'd be like protecting my drink for me.
Yeah, those two, I absolutely trust them. Because, like, first of all, Pepper is literally a mom, but also Rhodey, I just get very much dad vibes from that guy.
Yeah.
And so, like, I know he'd probably, like, guard your drink, like, very carefully.
Yeah. I feel like I trust both of them combined more than I do actually like Tony, like Iron Man. I feel like they were the ones who really were driving the plot.
I know. I don't think I would trust Tony Stark with my drink.
No, I don't think so either.
Actually, I think I'd be worried with if he had it. Depending on like what stage of life he was in, based on like the
that's true. He goes through some character growth throughout the like, franchise.
I don't think I would trust him, especially like during that first movie. You know?
Yeah. Oh no. Especially what was it? Which is the one with the New Year's Eve party?
That's either the first or second one.
I think so. I don't remember.
Yeah, but not
whichever one that was, not trusting him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thank you.
I also wouldn't really trust Mantis or Peter Parker, but I don't think that's their fault. I just don't. Or Ant-Man, actually. I feel like all three of them, it would just not end well.
They
would try. They do their best.
Yeah, those three characters give me the most, like, losing it on accident energy.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. They probably just, like, accidentally dropped it or, like, just totally forgot that they had your drink or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
These three are probably, like, the most, like, wholesome-y characters we have.
So, yeah.
Like, they wouldn't do anything on... They would definitely mess something up, but not on purpose.
Exactly. I want to be part of that group. Like, I want to hang out with them.
Please. Please.
What do we think about Doctor Strange?
I know.
I mean, he is a doctor, but also he's kind of sus.
Doctor Strange, I also don't know if he would do anything, like, sus on purpose. I feel like he just gets so absent-minded with his work. He's like, oh, right, the drink.
That is true. But also, he can go back in time and, like, fix it or whatever, so.
I know. Maybe with Doctor Strange, it's like, he might legitimately forget, but then he'll be like, oh, right, the drink, and he'd make sure nothing bad happens anyway.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I think Captain Marvel also, she would, Captain Marvel and Monica Rambeau, both of them would die before they let anything happen to my drink.
Exactly. I can see it. I obviously can see that play out. Like, I feel like that also might have made for, like, a funny, like, I don't know, end credit or something.
That would be a good one. I feel like instead of the shawarma, it's just, like, all of the Avengers just, like, protecting your drink.
That would be
just different,
so
different
funny.
Little.
I love that.
Short takes. What do you think about who would be most likely to be a TikTok star?
Ooh, let's look at this. I mean, if we're thinking about it, like, super realistically, just, like, it would probably be Peter Parker, just because he's, like, real young.
That was my thought, too.
But I wonder, I feel like, so you know how, like, there's some people on TikTok who, like, they're not really, like, influencer material, like, in the way that, like, you know, Charlie D'Amelio or, like, Addison Rae, but those people.
But they're, like, funny.
They're older people who, like.
Like the guy on Twitter with his cabbage.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
The vegetable farmer guy, yeah.
So, like, I feel like Nick Fury would become a star on accident.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
I wonder what it would be. It would just be him. I don't even know what he would do.
Would he just be like, him saying on camera?
Yeah. I think that's what it would be. And honestly, no, I think it would be Nick Fury is the one who goes viral, but Peter Parker is the one who shoots the video and who it's his TikTok account, you know? I feel like that's the vibe.
I can imagine, like, Nick Fury being really annoyed with Peter Parker, and Peter Parker being just like, okay, do this. Like, we have a...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I, like, feel like the TikToks might literally just be, like, Nick Fury saying fuck in different languages.
Exactly. I think that's what we need.
Exactly. I would enjoy that. Honestly, like, Samuel L. Jackson just doing that.
Exactly. I think Shuri would also be famous.
I agree.
An influencer.
Yeah. I feel like it's rude to call her a girl boss, but I feel like she would have that kind of, like, TikTok.
She has that energy, like, in the most positive way possible.
Right? She's, like, the only good, like, girl boss figure in my head.
Exactly. I feel like Sam would also have a good time with it. Sam's would just be Bucky. It would just be, like, shots of Bucky, just, like,
oh my god,
I don't even know.
I feel like he would, like, post everything of, like, Bucky, like, bucking up.
It's like Bucky not notice that he's being, like, taped
exactly.
At all.
And I feel like he wouldn't know. I feel like Bucky wouldn't know he's being filmed. He doesn't know that, like, Sam posted on TikTok. So when people come up to him, he's like, what are you talking
about? What are you doing? But then also, maybe Bucky has his own account where he just rants about fucking, what's his name? John Walker.
I feel
like he just posts hate videos.
You know, I would watch that.
I would watch that, too.
I would so follow.
I agree. Like, I'd follow it.
Yeah. Like, personally, the thing about me is, like, I actually don't use TikTok a lot. I have it on my phone, but, like, I go on there maybe, like, once every other week.
That's what I do, too.
I would maybe go to watch those, like, John Walker rants.
I would have the notifications turned on every time Bucky Barnes posted a new video. I'd be like, I gotta see this.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like Ant-Man wouldn't be famous on TikTok, but he would use it so diligently just to post videos of his daughter.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just like him and Cassie just doing, like, random things.
Yeah, and I feel like he might have, like, 100 followers, but it'd be so wholesome.
Oh, that'd be cute.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, next. Who would you trust to, or not trust, to plant / pet sit for you?
I want to say Captain Marvel. Or no, Monica. One of the two of them. Mm-hmm. They both seem very... maybe not Captain Marvel as much. I would go Monica. I think she would make sure my pets stayed alive.
Yes, please.
What about you?
I feel like, for me... for who I trust, I guess I would say... This is back to kind of like holding a drink at a party, but I would trust Pepper and or Rhodey. Yeah, part of me feels that, like, that they won't take care of a pet or plant really well, but at the same time, I feel like they're always, like, catching, like, every detail, you know?
Yeah, that's true. They are aware of what everything that's going on. Nothing gets past them.
Yeah. And I feel like, I was thinking about how, like, I would not trust Ant-Man also for the same reasons for the drink at a party.
Yeah.
I'm even thinking about, like, the second Ant-Man and the Wasp movie. Like, he's indoors all the time, but I feel like even then he would forget.
Oh, I did forget about that. He literally was, like, on house arrest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like he would still, like, forget.
He knew before we did.
Oh, my gosh. It really hits different now.
It was a prophecy. We just missed it.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, honestly, I feel like... I feel like those are very similar answers to the drink at a party one.
I know. I'm looking through this whole list of characters, and I was, like, thinking, like, oh, I literally have the same answer for, like,
both. Yeah. Yeah.
Open since 2015, Elm Coffee Roasters is devoted to high-quality coffee that's easy to brew at home and a joy to drink. At their roastery and cafe in Pioneer Square, Seattle, Elm obsessively roasts small batches of coffee that they source with a focus on sustainable practices that lift up the whole supply chain and protect the future of the coffee plant. Elm's goal is to make a truly exceptional cup of coffee and an experience that you look forward to every day. Cafes in Pioneer Square and SLU open now for takeout and soon dine-in service. Please use code PODCAST at elmcoffeeroasters.com for 15% off your next coffee order.
What political ideology? Wow, who would they vote for?
Okay. So, I don't think Loki is a Trump supporter, but he's not that progressive.
No.
He literally came from that, like, royal family, and he may have been outcasted, but, like, he still has those, like, thoughts, you know? So, I get, like, Bloomberg vibes for who he voted for in 2020.
Okay. That's interesting. I feel like, also, he could just kind of... like, just go off with it, and maybe, like, Yang or something.
Oh, I see that, too.
Just being, like you know card. What? Yeah, wild card. Or being, like, maybe he's the one who voted for, like, what is that one? Oh, it's, like, Rocky De La Fuente.
Or, oh, my gosh.
Have you seen that? The guy who was on there, like, every year, and it's, like, what are you doing?
I know. I also wonder if, to, like, fuck around, he, like, actually wrote in Kanye.
He probably did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Now... Peter Parker.
My thought is Peter Parker, like, a Gen Z, like, communist? Or is he, like, a pragmatist, like, white boy?
I don't know that either. Yeah. I mean, I think he's more on the progressive side. Like, I think he definitely shares a lot in common with Gen Z. But I think... I don't think he's fully within that camp, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I wonder almost...
He idolizes Tony Stark too much for that.
Oh, absolutely. So that's why I feel like him idolizing Tony Stark makes me think he would go, like, almost like Buttigieg or something.
Yeah, no, I think he would vote for Buttigieg. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Mantis.
Mantis? Who would
Mantis? I don't think that... I just don't think she voted.
Yeah. I feel like...
Like, I just don't think... I just don't see that happening.
Yeah. Yeah, me neither. I feel like she just exists, you know? Just vibing.
She just wants people to be happy. She just wants people to have healthcare. I think that's what she wants.
So I wonder if she would... She had, like... I wonder if she would have, like, organized at all in, like, communities, but just didn't vote.
I think that, no, that's definitely her vibe, is, like, she shows up to, like, help with mutual aid stuff. She shows up at protests, but, like, does she vote? No.
Nah.
I feel like that's her vibe.
Yeah.
Okay, Shuri is Shuri's confusing because obviously she's a princess, but at the same time, I feel like she would also like want to abolish the monarchy, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Like, and she's smart. And, because, like, on one hand, I feel like she'd be really progressive. On the other hand, she's still, like, a princess, and she's, like, a STEM girl, you know?
Mm-hmm, and... exactly. She's confusing.
I also think that, like, in, like, social positionality and everything, you know, she's literally, like, from Wakanda and stuff, so it's, like, I feel like it would also be below her to participate in American electoral politics.
That's very true. She's, like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Figure it out yourselves.
Yeah.
Sam. I feel like Sam is probably, like, I think he's, like, I obviously don't think he's a Trump supporter, but I think that he's just kind of... I don't know, just probably, like, voted for Biden, like, type of vibe. Or I could see him being a Bernie bro. That also...
Why is it that it's, like, one or those two? Like, there's nothing in between. You know, I can't think of anything
else. He either, like, cares a lot or he really doesn't. But the thing is, like, literally all of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, spoiler alert, is just them fighting socialists. So, I mean, that's also kind of questionable. That's Biden vibes right there.
That is absolutely Biden vibes, actually.
Those are the, like, Biden vibes.
Because Sam, like, it's in the show, it clearly shows, this is also more spoilers, that they're trying to create an awareness of, like, racism, especially with cops in that show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's awesome, but then you're showing a totally different message. So I absolutely get Biden vibes from this guy.
Yeah.
Because he's also the pragmatist that's like, oh, I believe with you, but violence isn't the answer, you know?
Exactly. That's literally what he was saying to her.
Yeah. And I remember I wanted to throw my computer out the window.
I was like, Sam, why? Why are we doing this? Like, join her, bro.
Yeah. I was like, you should have just stopped at, I agree with you.
Yeah. That was all you had to say.
Yeah.
After that, just shut your mouth.
Yeah, please.
Ooh, Doctor Strange.
Oh my gosh. Doctor Strange.
I feel like like Kamala. Like, I feel like you voted for Kamala, like, in the primaries.
Yeah. Oh my god, in the primaries.
He was like, I like, remember, he was like with her. Yeah.
I feel that. Like, I mean, I remember, like, in the Doctor Strange movie, he was like such a dick.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I feel like he's not a I don't think he's a Republican. I'll say that.
I don't think he's a Republican, but I don't think he's progressive at all. Especially, like, he's a rich, like, surgeon. Like, I don't think he...
I wonder if he's, like, I'd voted for Kamala. It was hard, but it's the compromise, you know?
Yeah. And we're like, okay. All right, King.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Kamala vibes.
For sure. Yeah, Monica Rambeau.
I think Bernie. I don't know, I just get those vibes.
Yeah, I get that vibe. I mean, I feel like I've met Monica Rambeau's, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Like, I feel like I've met people like her.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, and like on the organizing with the Bernie campaign, so
yeah.
Pretty makes sense.
I want to vibe with her. Like, I just want to be her friend. I just want to hang out, you know?
Please. Okay.
Okay.
Ant-Man. All right.
Paul Rudd.
See, Ant-Man, I feel like... So, like, whenever I talk about Marvel with people, I make sure to acknowledge the fact that before I'm about to, like, rave about it, I have critiques, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, when I think about, like, everything that each, like, main, like, Avenger superhero represents, most of them have, like, pretty, like... propaganda related things, and that's why I feel like Ant-Man is the most, like, harmless one in that sort of way.
and it's
based on his personality traits. Also, I feel like he would vibe with progressives.
I agree.
Yeah,
he's also, like, it's Paul Rudd.
I support you like, what?
Exactly.
Paul Rudd.
He really is, like, the one superhero that doesn't, at least that I can think of off the top of my head, that just, like, has no ulterior motives.
He literally, like, went to jail because, like, he was, like, helping people, like, hacking and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, solid. Progressive.
Yeah. So, let's say, I feel like he would, I feel like Because if we're looking at it, if this happened, like, a few years later when his, like, daughter is, like, a teenager and stuff, I feel like his daughter would be like, Bernie. And then he's like, okay, let's do it.
Let's go. I'll drive you to the rally.
Yeah.
That's cute. I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Captain Marvel.
I don't really know.
On one hand, like, the first thought that comes to my mind is Elizabeth Warren. But the other hand, I wonder if she would...
girl boss.
Like, you know, because it's like, Captain Marvel is kind of set up as, like, the girl boss character, but I do think she's more than that.
I do think she is, too. I think that her and Wonder Woman are kind of set up similar, but I think that they did, like, I think she's done better than, like, Wonder Woman. Like, they were trying to go for the same thing, but Captain Marvel was, like, a better version of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Captain Marvel still, like, pissed off a bunch of, like, comic bros, but, like, I did like her portrayal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What would she... I have to think back, because I literally haven't, like, watched the movie in so long.
I know, I have to think about it.
Yeah. Captain Marvel.
I can't tell if her energy is just, like... I mean, she is very empowering, yes, but I also... There is a little bit of, like you were saying, there's a little bit of girl boss in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm kind of like, yeah. Don't know how to characterize this one.
Because it's, like... I feel like she is, like, actually, like, an empowering character. But at the same time, I don't know... She was still, like, this white lady in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. I really don't know. We can maybe leave her. She's a question mark.
Yeah, question mark there. That's all right.
I feel like she's definitely more on the progressive side, though.
Agree. I almost feel like maybe she, like, during the election campaign, she was just spending her time trying to, like, catch up on everything that's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like she would have... been a big fan of Hillary. Like, I think that she was probably, like, a 2016, like, Hillary gal.
Yeah.
I kind of get those vibes.
I get that vibe, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. On the other side, let's talk about Pepper.
Pepper, just capitalist.
Oh, yeah. Pepper, I'll say... No, I don't even think Pepper would go for Kamala. I think it would have to... She was, like, an early Biden supporter.
Yeah, like, she's been with Biden the whole time. Yeah.
She's not one of those people who are like, I voted just because he's, like, the least bad, but he's still bad. She was like, I liked him.
She's like, I wanted, like, Biden.
Yeah, I bet it was, like, January of, like, 2019, and then she was like, go Biden.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely what she did.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm sure, like, Biden had, like, shook hands with Tony Stark at some point.
Oh my god, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. With all those military contracts, you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah. And they would have been, like, genuine friends.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
For sure.
Rhodey? See, Rhodey's also another interesting one.
Yeah. Rhodey's also military.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, the thing is, he's military, but I also kind of, like, don't get military vibes from him at all.
Yeah. Like, I get military vibes, and, like, throughout the most of, like, the MCU movies he was in, like, all of them, he was pretty, like, still closely related to the military.
Yeah.
So there was never any, like, dropping from that. But which is interesting, because I get the vibes from him that if he, like, I don't know, because I feel like I get, like, empathetic vibes from him, too, which would mean he would have ended up, like, dropping from that kind of, sort of like Tony did, but he didn't. Mm-hmm. And I wonder how much into the military he really is, because he doesn't really say a lot over the course of the movies that shows that he's, like, an uber patriot, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't, like, I feel like as a character he gets kind of, like, sidelined, though, a lot, just in general, so he just, like, doesn't really say a lot anyway. He just, like, has less lines, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, it's, like, about Tony, and he's just, like, the backup, which sucks, because he's a cool character.
Yeah. He is. Yeah, I feel like he just gets fucked over a lot, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. He can be another question mark. I'm also not sure about him.
Let's keep a question mark there. Yeah, okay. Our last guy, Nick Fury. Our man, Nick Fury.
My first thought is, like, I don't even know what my first thought is. I feel like he's a libertarian or something like that.
Like, oh my goodness.
Like, just very individualist.
I do see that. Yeah. I can see that. Also, just... Also, I feel like, because Nick Fury is like, what is this going to do for me? You know, like, voting, and he's like, let's just put this lady down.
Like, honestly, he can do, like, voting doesn't really do anything for him, because he's already, like, founding the Avengers. Like, I think he can get more done just by himself.
Just with his own literally. Job. And also, he's, like, so off the grid. Like, what can the government do to him?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So... Which characters would be good / bad at cooking?
I think Doctor Strange would be a good chef.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, I think he's probably one of those people that, like, cares a lot and, like, is, like, cares a lot about fancy dinners and... He's high class.
Oh, yeah. I feel like he'd be really good at cooking. And it'd be really annoying. It's like, why are you doing everything?
He would be really annoying about it. Like, he buys, like, fancy truffle oil and shit, and you're like, why do you need this?
I know, exactly. And he wouldn't be shy about, like, showing how good he is at cooking.
Yeah, definitely.
He isn't shy about, like, telling other people
anything.
Anything. Exactly.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Somehow I feel like Loki would also be, like, really good. My first thought was, like, I wonder if he'd be horrible at it. But at the same time, he has magic and shit.
Yeah, I feel like he doesn't like, cook, he just, like, magics things, and they're, like, really, really good.
I know. And it's, like, also, he'd also be annoying about it, because that's...
Yeah, he really would. He just has to be annoying about everything, I feel like.
Yeah, those two characters are similar like that.
Yeah. Just a lot of confidence, a lot of arrogance. Okay, who can't cook?
Cannot cook.
I feel like Loki, Nick Fury...
Yeah,
I don't know. I just see him, like, getting takeout every night.
Yeah, I was gonna say that he, like, is probably always taking out, or if he knows how to cook, it's literally just, like, one simple, like, cup ramen or something.
He has, like, one dish he can do.
yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also thinking, I was split on this, I've been thinking about this. I feel like Ant-Man would struggle to make scrambled eggs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the vibe.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think he could do like toast really well. Like, he can do all the easy shit. Like, he's got it on lock. But yeah. Other stuff, things with the oven, things with the stove are a little more difficult.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet Ant-Man makes, like, those, have you seen those, like, ants on a log? Have you had, like, celery and then you put peanut butter in it? Yeah. I feel like he's killer at those.
Oh, for sure. And I bet that, like, he's one of those parents that after his kid or after anybody is like, I like these, he just constantly makes those over and over and over and over.
Yeah, that's his specialty. That's his one dish, is the ants on a log. And then
I feel like he would make such a, like, a dramatic scene out of it. Like, okay, here is, like, behold my wonderful dish.
It's, he, like, pulls, like, a platter off of it.
Yeah. And,
or exactly, whatever. That's what I imagine. A cover.
Yeah, and then it's, like, a paper plate, and there's, like, peanut butter on the plate on the sides, too.
Exactly. Or it's one of those, like, animal plates, you know? Like, the little animal plates with the different... You had those as a kid?
Yes.
that's his china, his fine silverware.
That, exactly. Yeah. I can so imagine that. I can imagine Paul Rudd doing that, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's just Paul Rudd and Ant-Man have the exact same vibes.
I know. They're like, that casting was perfect, like, side.
Yeah, that was, they did good with that one.
Yeah.
I feel like for a very similar reason, Peter Parker also can't cook. But I feel like he's maybe a little bit better at it.
Maybe a little bit better, because it's like... I don't know if it's a generational thing, but, like, I can also see Peter Parker knowing how to cook, sort of. Like, if he has a date or something, you know?
Yeah. He taught himself how to cook, like, for a date.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he had to make a specific practiced, meal.
Yeah, he practiced every single day for, like, a whole week. Trying to do it right.
That kind of vibe. And it was, like, it's one of those ones where it's, like, kind of... It's like a cake that's a little mismatched, like, a little lumpy, a little gooey, and you're like, okay, like, you know what, I appreciate the vibes.
Exactly. Like, it's the effort that counts.
It's effort. And you know what, it tastes good anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That's what matters.
I feel like, oh, I think Sam can cook. I think that they show him cooking.
Oh, yeah.
I or, like, he makes breakfast for someone or something.
Yeah. Honestly, I can see Sam, like, good at making food and, like, definitely not just, like, boring, like, American food, you know? Like, he knows
Yeah. How, he actually can make food. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
I feel like Shuri would only be into, like, she only knows how to bake. Or, like, she's very into, like, stress baking, you know? So she can't, like, actually cook, but, like, she can make, like, really good, like, desserts and stuff.
I can see that, for sure. I feel like somehow she'd be really good at, like, the fancy and, like, super detailed things. When it comes to simple stuff, she's like, I can't do this.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. She's about the detail work.
She's about the detail work. All the other stuff, whatever. She has people making food for
her. Exactly. She's a princess. She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Who else? Mantis can't cook. Just
Mantis
laying that down. Yeah.
I think Mantis just, like, lays down and enjoys things. And what's his face? What is it? Drax or whatever?
Yeah, can, like, yeah.
Bring her food.
If he knows what's good for him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. On the side, I feel like with Rhodey, he probably can't cook, but he tries really hard.
Yeah, he tries. He's just, like, he's chilling in the kitchen. He adds, like, he plays music. He gets everyone, like, excited. He's the one having fun as the group is cooking together.
Yeah.
He's setting the vibes.
I feel like he has a lot of fun. Yeah, exactly. I see that.
He's the vibe setter. Okay, cool. Well, did we have anything else?
No, I think that was a lot of fun, and we got through a lot of,
perhaps. I think we spent a lot of time with these characters.
Yeah, we have to know these characters. You know, we can learn about their post, like, endgame lives. This is a pitch for a new movie, please.
Exactly. We can write it, just the 12 of them. That would be interesting, trying to work them all into a plot together.
Wait, actually, that's so interesting. If you just had, like, a movie with these characters.
I feel like you can make... Well, because you have Pepper and Rhodey, and then Monica and Captain Marvel, Nick Fury.
Yeah. And then Ant-Man just vibes with whoever.
Ant-Man vibes with whoever, that's true. He's just happy to be there.
he's just happy to be included.
Yes, honestly. Good vibes.
Yeah. And I feel like Loki and Doctor Strange are the most out of place, but for that reason, I feel like they have to be there.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, they just, because they can also fuck up with, like, time and all the continuum and, like, all that stuff.
Exactly.
So, like, they would add the excitement. They would add the plot, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I feel like similarly with Ant-Man, Peter Parker just wants to be there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He's just excited to be included. Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Cosmopolitics. Catch us next time for more hot takes on pop culture.